Happy almost New Year, everyone. Today, if you are joining us for the first time, is our annual burning bowl ceremony, a ritual. And if this is your first time doing a burning bowl, I will invite you right now at the beginning of the talk to find yourself a piece of paper, something to write with. And if you have a candle or a lighter or someplace safe to burn that piece of paper, you can do so, but otherwise, just hang on to the paper, and you can take care of that bit of business after the service, after we sign off for the day. The ritual of burning things, of releasing things, is as ancient as we are, as humanity is, as humankind is. Most of it for sacrifice to the gods, to appease, to please, to give offer up burnt offerings, and if you're in Texas, we just call that barbecue. But from a spiritual standpoint, the releasing, the burning up of something, because as we know, when we burn something, you can't get it back. It's gone to the ethers. It's gone into the atmosphere. You can't put the pieces back together again. So it is a definite endpoint letting go. And one of the things that I know about release, and we tend to hang on to the things that we want to release. I know I do. When we're coming up on a new year, we can make New Year's resolutions, we can set intentions, we can do all of those things to say what we're going to do, which means letting go of some of the old stuff so we can make space for it. But letting go of stuff can be kind of challenging. There is, and can be, a lot of grief involved. There can be a tremendous amount of discomfort involved in letting go of something. Because what does it mean? It means we have to change. And not just change a habit, because the only way that we know to effectively change a habit is we've got to change the mindset behind it. That's where the challenge comes in. The burning bowl is a symbolic releasing. Obviously, because we have to change our belief, we have to change the idea behind it, we have to change this long entrenched thought process that we've had around a certain thing, whether it is a habit or whether it is a relationship, a job that may not be working for us anymore, a situation, a living situation, a home, a car, possessions of letting go. There's the realm of the things that we're going to release. But the focus is, as Jan said in the prayer and the release, the reading is letting go of the things that no longer serve our highest good. So there has to be some kind of, in order for us to release, some kind of decision has to be made to do so. Either we've reached a point where the pain of the situation, the pain of the possession, the pain of the relationship has gotten so unbearable that we're finally ready. It's like, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to let it go. And the decision, that's when the shift happens. That first step that we take to change something in our lives. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker, who wrote a book called The Power of Decision, that's another author, another book. The Power of Decision, Raymond Charles Barker. What he says is that any creative process cannot begin until there is a decision made. Let me think about that for a minute. Any creative process, the creative process in our relationship with spirit, with the universe, with universal law, with spiritual law, cannot begin until we make some kind of a decision. I was recently on a trip, and most of us, you know, even a trip to the grocery store requires us making a decision to make the trip, right? We have to say where we're headed first. Are we just out wandering aimlessly about hoping that we run into a grocery store and say, oh, yes, by the way, I need some almond milk. I think I'll stop. We have to make an intentional decision about the change we want to see in our lives. And as I said, most of us have done a lot of work. We've done a lot of interior stuff with our consciousness, with our beliefs. And we know that anytime we make that decision, the you know, we're enthused about it. It's like the New Year's resolution. We're like, yes, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to go for it. And we get into it a couple of days, maybe only a couple of hours, and all of the fears come up. Everything that wants to keep us in our old trench habit, the little squirrel tracks, the mouse tracks that we follow every day in our lives, that we do on autopilot. The discomfort comes up. So clearly we have to have something to aim for so that we're not always focusing on what we're letting go of. We are focusing today in our meditation on what we're going to let go of, but we're also going to open ourselves in this process to what's going to come next week with the White Stone Ceremony, where we get in, and Reverend Jill's going to do that with us, and we get into that meditative space again to listen to what Spirit really has in mind for us. There was a job that I had more than 10 years ago. This is a story of one of those power of decisions and deciding to let go of something. I was working as a contract bookkeeper for a certain company in Austin, and it became apparent that the owner of the company had some other ideas. He had some creative bookkeeping ideas, let's put it that way. And it was a really good paying job. It was part-time, it was my own hours, it was a part-time job, but I was making really good money. And I really liked that income, sure did. And things progressed where the owner of the company was actually going through a divorce, and it was a very contentious divorce. And his wife, or soon-to-be former wife, was the person who hired me in the first place. And she and I had a great relationship. And then I started seeing, and then she was sort of pushed out, not sort of, she was pushed out of the company, and we no longer had contact. So it was just the owner of the company who was doing some things that were not legal, first of all. Secondly, highly unethical. And every time I'd have to go up, I'm like, I'm seeing this happening. I know it's wrong. I don't know what to say. I kind of don't know what to do. And in meditation, and actually in the middle of the night one night, there was a crystal clear voice in my head that woke me up, and it said, until you let this go, nothing else will open up for you. And I went, wow, that was pretty obvious. And what was happening is I was attached to the paycheck, and it was all about the paycheck at the expense of my music, my life, my peace of mind, my happiness, my harmony, all of those things. And that was just one of those crystal clear moments that said, until you let this go, nothing else will open up. So I'd like you to take that into consideration as you're preparing those things and setting an intention, making a decision for the things that you want to release in Burning Bowl. The Burning Bowl ritual, if you want to do this, you can, but it is not for you to create a laundry list of 100 things that you're going to write on your piece of paper and throw and burn it up. It's not that. This is not a complete overhaul of your life, and decluttering your closets is great, clearing space, all of that kind of things. I'm going to be doing that. I am in the process of doing that for the new year. This is to really get focused on the place where you feel the most pain, discomfort, feel some blockages. Those are the places in your life that are calling for your attention, okay? The Burning Bowl is also not a ritual that you are doing something like sitting in your meditation going, oh, yes, I think I'll quit my job today. It's not for a rash decision. It's not for a, oh, my God, I've got to do this today, and everything in my life has to change. The message that I got, nothing else will open up for you until you let this go, required some planning on my letting go of that job. It required some stuff on the human side, some practical things, one of which I made backups of the hard drive, of my work. I put them in safe places. I did things to protect myself and to do what I thought was right for the company. And to be able to, you know, it wasn't like, oh, holy crap, I'm out of here. I'm walking away right now. It was another week. It's like, okay, I know I'm going to leave, and I'm going to do the human side of this stuff. But the spiritual side of that work was, I am making a decision to walk away from a really good paycheck, and I got nothing lined up. I did a lot of work with spiritual practice in that week to trust, to have faith that I got that message very clear, to let this go. So I had to lean into, big time, into trusting that I would be supported and supplied and taken care of down the road. I know, like many of you, your spiritual practice is, you have to leap out sometimes. You know, that first step is huge, that leap of faith. But I did. And this is where I want to encourage you before we go into our meditation today, is recognize that there's going to be some discomfort. Recognize that there's going to be some wobbliness. And the wobbliness is not about you doing something wrong or pulling back. It's because you're aiming for something that you haven't done yet. That's the reframe on this. You just haven't done it this way yet. So it's going to be a little uncomfortable until you get more practiced at it. And that comes in that place of faith. Okay, I'm stepping out here, and it's like, well, God, show me right now. Show me right now. Show me right now. Show me right now. Right? I've done it many times. Okay, now would be good. Now would be good. Okay, now would be good. Now would be good. But what is happening when we do that is we are still hanging on. We're still gripping. We've still got fear. We still got something around it that says, I'm not quite ready to let this old thing go yet because I don't know what's coming next. And that's where we have to back up and take that breath and stand solid and say, okay, I am being supplied in this moment, in every moment. I'm being supported. I'm being unconditionally loved. I am protected. Whatever it is that is coming at you, that's coming into your face to show you what it is where you are being encouraged to move your consciousness to reframe, it's just breathing into it, leaning into it a little bit more, taking a little bit more baby steps. I did I've been in Texas now 19 years, which astounds me that I've been here, that it's gone like that. And prior to moving here, it was the beginning of December of 2001 when I moved to Texas. And before I left, I had a bunch of boxes, much like I do now, of accumulated paperwork. And I decided, I had a barbecue grill, I was in a duplex, and I decided, this is it. I'm going to burn all these papers. And what the most important ones were from my personnel file, from things and places that I realized I was hanging on to paperwork because I was hanging on to resentment. I was hanging on to all of the things of somebody had done me wrong at a job. I have it documented. They were mean to me. They were awful to me. And I got to this place where I realized those people don't care about anything, where I've gone, what I've done, to my knowledge. I'm the one hanging on to all of that stuff, and I'm ready to let it go. And so I did a ceremonial burning, and this was before I knew what a burning bowl ceremony was. It was a burning Weber kettle ceremony. You see the barbecue theme going on here, right? Our burnt offerings. So I encourage you today, like I said, is simply symbolic. If you want to do a ritual, and I know many of you do regularly, of writing things down, burning them, releasing them, making space. That's all we're doing, is we're making space to allow more of the good of our lives in, and to give us that foundation so we can be the greater expression of spirit that we are here to be in the world. So we are going to go into meditation in just a second here. So please have your piece of paper ready. Please have something to write with. If you have a candle, I have one up here. And I actually have some flash paper, which is really fun. I am a pyro. I'm just, that happens. I was like, yay, I get to do burning bowl. Woo! But do it safely. Of course, wherever you are, if you're in your kitchen, or throw it in a bowl, or stainless steel or something, throw some water on it. So I'm going to grab this, and basically you will hold this, set it, hold it on your lap, hold it in your hands while you're doing the meditation. Take your pen when you're ready to get the stuff you're going to let go of. Write it down. Burn it. Just like, ready? That's not flash paper, Leah. It's paper. Oh, well. Surprise! Happy New Year! That was not flash paper. Anyway, I invite you to take a deep breath, and Katie's going to start with some music here. And thank you again for being here. Blessings. Let's go into meditation and do this thing. I grab my water as well. So please take a deep breath. Get very, very comfortable. I have that paper and pencil or pen next to you, ready to write. Make sure your hands and your legs are uncrossed, put your feet firmly on the floor, and ground yourself. And if you do have that paper and pencil in your hand, just set it aside for a moment. And what we're going to do is rub your hands together, get some energy going. Palms of the hands together sends the balancing and clarifying energy to the brain. And if you feel so inclined and you're comfortable with it, go ahead and close your eyes. And imagine breathing through the crown chakra, the top of your head. As you breathe deeply, imagine a brilliant white light flowing in through the top of your head, encircling and enveloping it inside and out. A powerful but grounding stream of light moving in and down through your head, down through the third eye that's right in the center of your forehead. A space just above the bridge of your nose. And as you breathe, imagine that healing light moving down through the throat chakra, swirling and circling your neck, the top of your spine, down to your heart, filling your lungs, moving out and back from the arms to the hands to the fingertips. And allow that deep, deep, calming breath of spirit filling your lungs, filling your abdomen, around your back. And as you release the breath, you let go of worry, let go of tension, Let go of anything that does not serve your well-being right now. Imagine that light moving in and through every cell of your body, picking up toxins and gently carrying them out and away every time you breathe out. Envision that light moving down through your creative center, the second chakra, and then grounding to the base of the spine. Let that light extend through your legs, down to your feet, to the tips of your toes. You are now filled with light. You are a being of light. See yourself as radiance itself, grounded in the truth of who you are, a being of light and pure love. And then gently bring your attention back to your heart. Ground yourself there in the truth of who you are, a being of light and pure love. And repeat silently to yourself, I am a being of light and pure love. I am spirit in expression. I am a being of light and pure love. I am spirit in expression, and all is well. Rest in the warmth of that truth, the sacred truth. And breathe. If you happen to hear any argument from the small self, the fearful ego self, just return your thoughts to love. Repeat silently to yourself, I am a being of light and pure love. I am spirit in expression, and all is well. I am a being of light and pure love. I am spirit in expression, and all is well. It is safe for me to release what no longer serves me. I am supplied, I am protected, I am lifted up, always, in all ways. I surrender to the power and presence of God within me, of Spirit within me, and all is well. I surrender to the power and presence of Spirit within me, and all is well. And so now I ask, what is one thing I have been holding on to that stands in the way of me expressing and experiencing my greatest good? What is one thing I have been holding on to that stands in the way of me expressing and experiencing my greatest good? And when you are ready and clear, write this on your piece of paper. Thank you. breathe. And as you continue to breathe, ask yourself this question. Who must I forgive in order to express and experience my greatest good? Who must I forgive in order to express and experience my greatest good? And when you are ready and clear, go ahead and write that on your piece of paper. Say silently to yourself, I am ready. I am willing to release for good, for good. The things that I have written on this paper and that I am putting into my own burning bowl. I am willing to let go of the lesser in service to the greater good. I am willing to let go of the how and let God guide me to the highest good. I have decided for this healing and this release and opening to my highest good, my highest and best expression. I know acting from my highest and best serves the world and therefore harms no one. I am willing to let go and let God and take decisive action on all guidance. I trust that I am supported and supplied by Spirit, by God, and have everything I need in every moment. There is no need to look back once I have let go. I have decided to release completely everything I have written on this piece of paper. And I am free. I am unlimited. And I am grateful. I surrender to the power and presence of God within me, and all is well. So take a deep breath. And if you have your candle or your lighter or your safe place to burn the paper right now, go ahead and do that. And if not, just wait till after the service.